Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue the Pella Yoyit, Shir number 11, Ois Aleph, discussing Avas Hashem, how to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yochol lo'odom lo'iris ahava v'esayiro mikol dover gashmi chadayim. A person can arouse himself to come to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, from all the physical things that we have. K'goinim oichol lo'ishoyse dover sh'orev l'chikoy v'sis anig v'deshen nafshoy v'tiyul m'shmiyas kol. Now, if a person's enjoying this physical world, it could be we saw this piece when I was in Eretz Yisrael, the bottom line is focus and appreciate, connect the dots that everything comes from Hashem. A person should think, if I love this thing, that's going to be here today and gone tomorrow, how much more so? How much more so I should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is everlasting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything that I love, of everything that I have. We cannot take things for granted. We have to appreciate Hashem is the source of everything. I just mentioned that there were a lot of protests, whatever was going on when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was waiting for the buses. Instead of a 5-minute wait, it was 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, more than that. I was waiting for the buses the whole day on Monday. And it gets frustrating. But at the same time, it gives the person opportunity to think of Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyos. Think of Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Asher Seisicha Me'eretz Yisrael. I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. You know, the Chayav Salvav says, listen to this now. If you have someone to ask you, what's the greatest chesed Hashem has done for you? So you think, well, he gave me my family, he gave me my life, he gave me the ability to know this Torah in the world, to come to Torah. All these different ideas, and they're all good, says the Chayos HaVavos. We're learning Pelayoyitz now. What does the Chayos HaVavos say? The greatest chesed that Hashem did for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, how many people think to themselves, wow! And if you're listening, I'm sorry if I scared you. Wow! That's amazing! Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim! I'm so excited! Another 6 weeks from now, we're going to be sitting by the Pesach Seder. Ilu lo yoytzi yonu. If Hashem would not have taken us out, we're going to say in the Haggadah, Anu, uvaneinu, uvnei v'neinu, hoi mishubadnu v'parim Mitzrayim. We, our children, our grandchildren, would be where? Slaves to parim Mitzrayim. What this means, we're not here to learn the pshat and the hagod, the pasha pshat, the words say, we'd be slaves to parim Mitzrayim. So the Chayav HaSalvav is telling us, we have to appreciate this tremendous chesed from Hashem. Do we think about this? Well, this is something to be thinking about when you're waiting for that bus. There's something to be thinking about when you... Now, don't just start in the middle of the street, start screaming with joy. Don't do that. They think you're crazy. Don't wait online and start screaming for joy. Hey, I'm free! When you're waiting online. Don't do that. But you should have that feeling inside. We should work on this. This is something to do. It sounds absurd a little, right? I would be a slave to Pyram and Shrine, but it's not absurd at all. This is what the Pelayot is teaching us. It's a Kava Choymer. So even though we saw part of this last time, we're taking a different approach now. Allah has kama v'kama shiyesh li leo v'esabayri. I should love Hashem. Shu mekar kol ha'avoyz, avoyz, v'atanugim yimenu t'vaytzo eschayim. Hashem is the source of all the enjoyment I have in my life. You know, there's some children, and I have some of these at home, that are like a magnet to candy. It's amazing how the candy follows them. They don't even follow the candy, boom. It just fell in my hands. It just fell there. I mean, why are you on the cabinet? Why are you on the counter in the third cabinet? That's a different story. Where is all this enjoyment coming from? It's all coming from Hashem. Connect the dots. We did see this piece last week because I was astounded by the tremendous Sead Shemaya, the last six parashas Mishpatim, and this is the pasuk that he brings, Ahavti es Adoni from parashas Mishpatim. I love my master. We have to take these words and say, I love my master. Who is my master? My master is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Because look how nice he is to me. He gives me a pillow at night. He gives me a bed at night. He gives me blankets. He gives me pajamas. You know, when you make the bracha every single morning, malbish arumim, you know, you should have in mind, don't just say the words and go on to the next bracha. Appreciate, you have clothing on. And when you say the bracha on Shabbos, you're making the bracha with Shabbos clothing on. And if you wear a talis, you have all this in mind. That Hashem is the one who's giving you a Shabbos tie. If you wear a hat, Hashem's giving you a Shabbos hat. Your Shabbos suit. Your Shabbos clothing. Malbish arumim. Imagine if Chas HaShalom, a person didn't have any of this. And then someone comes and knocks on his door and says, here, this suit's for you. He says, who are you? I have no idea. Is your name Greenspan? Yeah. Well, I'm just a delivery man. Here, take it. Now, first of all, we're going to thank that person. I got to go. Next job, I got to go. He's out of there already. Then you find out who the person was who gave you that beautiful new suit. And the beautiful matching tie. And the new, if you like cufflinks, you have cufflinks also. It's all from Hashem. That's what he's telling. Malbish arumim. Have this in mind when you make the bracha. And when we think about this, day after day, don't just make the bracha. Malbish arumim. Appreciate all this. And that's how we build a relationship with Hashem. We're going to come to love Hashem. And the more we love Hashem, Hashem says, oh, my dear child, you love me so much. I love you so much too. Come here, I want to pinch your cheek. I want to give you a hug. I want to give you a kiss. And we had this binding, tight relationship with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malbish arumim. Hashem gives us the clothing.